Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. We're here at OKC HorrorCon. We got the Incredible Hulk, Mr. Lou Ferrigno. But I'm not going to lie, I know you more because of my sitcom and the way I grew up, King of Queens.
That was a good show.
The best show ever, man. The best show ever. So I do want to talk about Incredible Hulk, but I want to ask first, what was it like hanging out with Kevin James and the cast of King of Queens?
Well, you know, some funny, they're iconic actors, and they're very subdued, meaning, for example, that when you're with them, they're very quiet. You would never think they're very wonderful actors, but on the screen, they come to life. Like, Kevin is a phenomenal guy.
Funny, yeah.
He's a good-hearted guy. He's a good friend. I love him. Leah Remini, Jerry Stiller, they're incredible. So I had so much fun, especially when you film in front of a live audience, and you get that instant gratification.
Was it filming in front of a live audience is a little bit more nervous thing to remember your roles and what you're saying?
Well, the thing will be rehearsed all week.
Okay.
In front of the network. If anything doesn't sound funny, they eliminate the line. So when it comes to time to shoot, we're well prepared. And you really can't do more than two take. It's a lot of pressure. But,
yeah.
But once you rehearse all week and then you're in front of a live audience, and then you get into the groove.
Right. Okay, now let's go. We only have a few minutes. So I want to get into the Incredible Hulk. With all the painting you put on your body, did you ever get annoyed? Because you had no CGI back then, right? So you had all the paint on you. Were you ever annoyed at how long it took for it to put on?
It was horrific. There's many times I wanted to just leave the motorhome and just go home and then walk away because the makeup took like 3.5 hours to apply.
Oh, wow.
And I had to be retouched all day long. It would take like 1.5 hours to take off because especially in the weather like this, I would have to sit in the motorhome, be refrigerated. I'd be sitting in the bathrobe. I mean, I'd rather be in prison than be in the
Did you ever just leave the studio or leave wherever you're filming and just go home with the paint on?
Yes,
like, screw
yes.
it.
I made that mistake. One time at 2 a.m, I said to the makeup person, I said, I'm driving home. I'll find a way to take the makeup off. So I'm on the freeway driving. There was an SUV next to me, and the guy turned around and he's screaming. He's pointing at me like a static, and the SUV hit the back of a bus.
Oh.
I don't know if he died or not, but I said to myself, I need to get home because I'm not going to explain myself on the freeway with the SUV smashing into a bus.
That's not your fault.
No.
Well, you wore the green, but still.
But yeah. But anyway, it was a good experience. I've had so many funny stories. I've done it for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And recently, I've done over 40 films. I've done 5 TV series. But it's funny, everybody loves the Hulk. It's wonderful because every nationality embraced the character.
Last question. What is, out of all the different shows and films that you've done, do you have a favorite scene that you just remember out of just something that connected with you more than maybe any other scene that you've done?
The movie, I Love You, Man, when I put Jason Segel in the headlock.
Yes, that was a good movie.
Perfect. When I said on the way down, I said, don't fight it. It's great.
Right on. Lou Ferrigno,
thank you so much
for coming on the show.
I want to say this horror Comic-Con, it's incredible. There were thousands of people that could record-break in. It's wonderful. I've never been to a horror con before. The first time I've ever been to it, especially to see everybody dressed up as these different characters, like Jason, Freddy Krueger. It's wonderful, and their children. So I'm very thankful you have the great guy, Rad.
Absolutely.
It's not a fabulous show.
I've never done a horror con either. Rod, come over here real quick. Come on. Here's the man that puts on the convention right here.
Hey!
This is my first horror con as well.
Oh, really?
And he's never been to one. So, and this is awesome, man. If you're ever in Oklahoma City, you got to come check this place out.
Yes, no kidding.
I'm leaving next week. I'm filming my first big horror film. I'm playing a cannibalistic pig farmer.
Nice.
I make beef jerky out of people.
Oh, nice.
So the fans here are going to love it.
Awesome.
Hermit.
Thank you. Call it the Hermit.
There we go. All right, Lou Ferrigno, everybody. And Rod Ganlou. There we go. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. We are here at OKC HorrorCon, and we got actress Tamara Glenn. And she's in Halloween. Are you in Halloween 5, right?
Halloween 5.
Is that the only Halloween?
That is the only Halloween. now that you ask. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you have a movie coming out also. Are we allowed to talk about it?
A little bit.
It hasn't come out yet, right?
There are several that are in post-production right now. So.
Okay. Terrifier 2?
Yes. I had a cameo, a very small role in Terrifier 2.
Okay.
And I just wrapped Ouija, A New Beginning in Seattle.
Cool.
And that was super fun. Guess what?
What?
I didn't die.
did you have to play with the Ouija board?
I didn't. I played the sheriff on the island.
Okay.
So I actually had this badass sheriff role. And that was so refreshing.
Was it something different, like a kind of a different role?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is so cool. So, but it is about the Ouija board then, right?
Right.
So do you only do horror movies?
No.
No, but you do a lot of horror movies.
Because that's what I'm known for.
That's what you're known for. I mean, before you started doing horror movies, were you a fan of films? Or was that something that you kind of grew into? Do you watch, I mean, your own movies, maybe, but is that something that you watch also like other horror films?
Well, just to backtrack a little bit, my mother, God rest her soul, my mom is the one that introduced me to horror.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I saw the original like when I was 10.
Oh.
In theaters with family, of course. But yeah, so I mean, I've always had this depth of appreciation and love for the genre. And then I was certainly familiar with the franchise already when I got the call to audition for it. So this whole thing is just so amazing and so surreal. I mean, Halloween 5 is like 33 years old now.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't see time flies.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Don't kill me. You should have. I mean, think about how I feel. I mean, yeah.
So I don't know a lot about acting. So I'm going to ask something completely different. And this is just about how acting works. Okay. I guess sometimes you audition for a role, but then sometimes does someone call you to audition for a role. Now, if they call you to audition for the role, is there a better chance of you getting that part?
A lot of what happens, especially now in the past, I don't know, 5-10 years because of social media.
Yeah.
And that's, I know the darkness that social media can have, but I mean, to me, it's such a beautiful blessing because people do have access to you.
Yeah.
And it's nice that directors, producers, writers, you know, whatever can just send you a message and then you get the email process started and,
That's cool. I'm excited about the Ouija movie. It's already out or it's coming out?
No, it's in post-production right now.
It's in
now.
Post-production. Is that supposed to be out later this year or next year?
I think so.
And that's like a main role for you in that movie.
It's a good role.
Okay. I'm going to watch Ouija. Look, I know a lot of people have seen Halloween 5, but if you want to see Tamara Glenn and some other stuff, you said you had a cameo in Terrifier 2, so a smaller role. But then the Ouija movie.
And I have a new series coming out soon.
Oh, got a lot of things going on.
And yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's a comedy.
Is it?
It is.
So you've been an actress, I guess, pretty much your whole up for a long time.
I was. I mean, I've been behind the camera a lot in commercial production.
You said you made Halloween 33 years ago.
89.
But you're only like 25 years old.
Thank you. Wish I felt it.
Tara McGlynn, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. And thank you, Oklahoma City, all the fans coming out. Thank you to Rod, his crew. Oh my God, this has just been
so fun.
Blast.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yep. OKC HorrorCon. If you live in the Oklahoma City area, even if you don't, people are traveling from out of town.
Drive in. Get in your car and come on.
Next year.
Those gas prices are down. Come on.
That's all time we got. Peace out, rock on.
Peace.
And much love.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots Off Track Betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm Sebastian here at OKC HorrorCon, hanging out with Naomi Grossman, and she is in the American Horror Stories. I guess it's more of a series, right?
Yeah.
And you played Pepper in the regular, but then there's a spinoff.
Indeed.
Okay, so tell us how you got the Pepper. And for those who are not familiar with American Horror Story, you got to go back and watch what season?
2 and 4. You need to watch all of them.
Watch all of them. But if you want to see her, season 2 and 4, Peppers is really, you would not recognize you.
Well.
Walking down the street.
You didn't see me when I woke up this morning. No.
So what was it like playing Pepper, and how did you get that role?
How much time do you have? To get the role, it was just an audition like any other, you know. My agent called, I showed up, I had to do a monologue of Jessica Lange's from season 1. And then they had me, They took away the script, then gave me a ball and asked me to improvise, try to get them to play with me, which right. Now in retrospect, I know what they were trying to do. They wanted to see that I had range, that I could go from, you know, the early playful Pepper to the later evolved abducted Pepper. Spoiler alert. But at the time I was like, what is this?
Because the writers already kind of knew where they were headed with the character. But
they knew, but they didn't tell me. And they definitely don't tell all the agents and managers and actors in Hollywood, because, you know, they want to spoil the show. You know, we got mouths.
do you think that they purposely don't let actors know let's say an actor's going to die off in a show. This is now something different I'm going to ask you. Okay, an actor's going to die off in a show. They always know that they're going to die off in a show?
Not always.
They want to keep them thinking that they got a job.
Right. Well, I mean, it just depends. I think, I know American Horror Story, they're often writing, they're still writing it as we go. So we don't really know. They're often watching. That's why I always tell people, if you like somebody, you like something, tell Twitter, you know, let the show know, because you can incite change in the show. It's not just American Idol where you can vote for your favorite. You can literally, that's why Pepper came back for more.
I didn't know that. Just figured they wrote the whole, I guess they write every season out.
I mean, they definitely have they call it a Bible for every show. You know, they know what more or less the bones of where the show's going.
Right.
But, you know, they're also, let's face it, that asylum, that day room, they were basically Jackson Pollock style, you know, throwing a bunch of paint on a canvas, seeing what stuck. Pepper totally stuck. And so, you know, and that's why we got to see more of her.
That is awesome. Also, I did read that you studied in Argentina.
Yeah.
Acting.
I took some acting classes. Yes. I mean, I went there just as an exchange student in high school, but I'd already caught the acting bug by the time I'd gone. So yeah, I did take some acting classes.
Was it hard? Was the language hard? Because it's like a different kind. It's like Spanish, but it has like a weird different accent, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you get used to it
to
the point where it's like no longer an accent. But yes, when I come back here now, I'm very clearly like people listen to me and they're like, oh, you're very like Argentina 1993. Like I am so cool back in the early 90s.
Last thing I want to ask you, because we're coming up on time here. I know you're busy at the at the horror con. I want to talk about, you do have a Netflix show coming out. Are we allowed to talk about it just a little bit? No.
Well, I can't say I have a Netflix show. I just worked on a Netflix show.
Yeah, okay.
Which will be coming out early next year.
Okay.
It's going to be, I would say, probably one of the big R-rated comedies
that
Netflix puts out early next year.
It's so cool to be a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have a small role, but hey, no small roles, only small actors. I'm 5 feet of fun. It's a crazy role. It's a small role, but you cannot miss it.
I can't. We don't know what it's called yet, but if you watch Netflix early next year,
Or you follow me.
Follow my socials. Yeah, follow
Naomi socials. W. Grossman, and you can't miss it.
Thanks, Naomi, so much.
Yes, thank All you. Right.
Bye, guys.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with JD with Scurry Face.
Oh, Scurry! We're all scary.
Scurry Face is... I guess it's a company that goes around and has all these costume characters. They travel around the world going to just horror cons or?
Well, no. I mean, like in February at Arx Mortis, we're all going to go there for My Bloody Valentine. And, you know, Scurry Face takes over Alabama. It's always a good time whenever we're around. Real good time.
Look at those teeth, man.
Oh, yeah. I just went to the dentist.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How long does it take for you to get ready?
Typically, when I'm going to go perform, it takes me about 4 hours from start to finish to do everything. Unlike anybody who wears a mask or anybody who just does their makeup. See, you got masks and then you have makeup. Technically, I wear a prosthetic. Mine is a foam latex piece that was taken off of a cast of my face. So it was sculpted out of clay. They did a mold and then they ran it out of foam. That's the reason why it moves the way how it does. It's very squishy.
Yeah.
Very squishy.
I touch it?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I got rabies. But it really takes about 4.5 hours. And then I get my buddy Smiley into makeup. He wears another foam latex piece, and he takes about another hour and a half. So we got about 6 hours of makeup just to come out and perform for about an 8-hour shift at a haunt. And our haunt's out in Georgia. That's where we're from.
Okay.
And so I get him ready, I get me ready, and then we go out and we perform and we entertain and we take pictures with all the guests. And then if they need us, we'll go inside the haunt and we'll even scare if we have to, because we scare because we care.
Yeah, that is so cool, man. Now, when you go home, you get ready to go lay down, you take everything off. You know you have to get up early in the morning again to do all over again.
And basically what I do is that I pre-paint my prosthetic. When I pre-paint it, it takes half the time out of it. It still takes a long time to glue it and blend it and make sure that it looks like it's my actual face. So that's the part that takes the longest. You use medical grade adhesives, medical grade blenders. And I hate the fact that I always have to choose a hard character to get ready in. It takes me 4.5 hours to get it ready from start to finish, the whole getup. Everything.
Are you always the same character?
Always the same character. Okay. Always JD Daniels. And it takes me 45 minutes to get out of it.
Wow.
That's what angers me.
And how many people do you travel with? How many people are in your group that travels around together?
I believe that Scurry Face, has over 140 reps that are worldwide. And it's just not here in the U.S. I mean, some of us are from Oklahoma. Others are from Iowa. Smiley and I, who my buddy over here is, him and I are from Georgia.
Smiley, we're both.
Yeah, get in here, Smiley.
Come on,
let everybody
Smiley.
See that Smiley face. Sorry, boo, folks. Sorry about this. We always get banned from TikTok just because of him. It's really bad. But we travel from all over. And we all like to go to conventions. We all like to go travel to different haunts. You have traveling actors, and then you have home actors. And,
okay.
And Smiley and I, we're homed at Lake Joy Trails of Terror in Kathleen, Georgia, which was the number one scariest haunt, voted number one scariest haunt by Haunt Junkies of 2021. So we have really two different experiences. We have a normal, and then we have an extreme experience where you get involved with the actors, and they get to touch you, grab you, pull you into scenes, do whatever it is that they want within reason. But that's truly what Scary Face is. It's a group of individuals that like to have a good time.
How many kids have you made cry?
A lot.
And do you feel bad?
No. Okay. I don't. We warn you. This is not for children. Look at me. Do I look like I'm for kids?
No, I do not do birthday
parties. I'll always show up late or early.
Last question. What's your favorite events to go to throughout? Like, is there like certain ones that you always go to? And do you have a favorite type of event?
Honestly, I like to go to every event. You know, any event that will welcome me as JD or my buddy Smiley. Would you stop? I will tip you later. I only have a credit card. I got to go to the ATM machine. But I like to go to every event. The one big event that we truly all love is Transworld, which is the largest Halloween event that's out there. It's basically, if you own a haunted attraction, you get to go there and you get to look at all the new things that are coming out for the new year. And they do a party where we all get to dress up and have a great time. And it's 4 days. It's in St. Louis, and it's in a huge arena. And that's one of the biggest events that they throw that we all love to go to. A lot of reps go there. A lot of haunts go there. You take seminars, you can buy awesome costumes, you watch makeup demos, you get to see so many cool things at that one event. I think that's the best one, but Oklahoma City and the HorrorCon has actually been by far one of my favorites that I've done this year, especially with my family and with seeing all the cool things that are going on.
So many cool things. If we could take this camera, we're not going to do it, but if we could take it and flip it around at certain points, there's just so many cool characters and actors out there.
There really is.
And I want to thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, that'll be $25.
Well,
gas is expensive.
I'm broke.
Yeah, I am too.
Peace out.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has to pimp show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.